that I've got a really good deal for you. Todd Johnston with you on 6PR. And my next guest is representing with style, elegance and poise, AHAWA CEO Bradley Woods is with us. He's on in touch with all of the hotels in and around Western Australia. And there's a huge deal that is coming your way. It's the $1 million, it's almost like a game show. It's the $1 million Stay, Play and Save campaign, which is providing Perth hotels with a much needed boost. Bradley, it's a good idea. Please tell me it's a good idea.
It's a great idea, Todd. It's designed to encourage people to get out and stay in a Perth hotel, particularly in the current scenario where they're not getting any visitors from interstate and overseas and very limited business activity. So the campaign's designed to provide a $200 subsidy towards someone's stay for a two-night stay in any of our Perth hotels that are participating. And there'll be up to around 80 hotels across the broader Perth metropolitan, Perth central area region that'll be participating in the campaign. It's two-night stay, and some hotels will be throwing in all sorts of deals and specials as well. That's something to watch out for. And the website to get the information from Friday will be experienceperth.com.
Brilliant. I'm writing that down even as I speak. You know, we do need, we can't go anywhere. We've got to, I mean, so many people have been to Broome and great spots, Mandurah, Southwest, but it's wonderful to think that we can actually stay in Perth or close surrounding areas and have a staycation locally. And
yeah,
I think that's fantastic. What a great opportunity. And the fact the government is throwing in a $200 subsidy bonus.
Well, that's exactly right. So, you know, if you've got a $500 or $600 stay, it'll go down to $300 or $400. And it's a great incentive and way for people to see Perth accommodation, particularly those hotels that are in the CBD and going and doing other things, going and seeing a show or shopping or having a food and beverage experience. And it's designed to draw people out and to get them midweek. So from Sunday to Thursday night, it applies. And it's really designed to try and lift up and get some local visitation in our Perth accommodation hotels that are doing it extremely tough and to provide some work for the staff.
And can I say, Bradley, if you don't mind, there are some quality hotels there. You know that as well as I do. And there's so many at the moment. There's new hotels that have come to play here in Perth. There's so many opportunities to take the staycation. And if you've got kids, gee whiz, the swimming pools would be the perfect spot. So you find a good swimming pool and just dunk in for a couple of days. I love it.
Well, that's right. I mean, you've got hotels there from the newly renovated Hilton, the Ritz-Carlton, the Como Treasury Hotel, through to a whole range of others that are participating down in Fremantle and up the coast. There's a really good range to meet all sorts of interests as well and different group types, you know, whether it's families or single couples.
Is there a time frame for this? I'm looking through the press release and there seems to be a couple of dates mentioned. Bookings can be made from Friday the 29th of January until
until
the 19th of February. Now, with regards to, is that the time for the bookings or is that the time for the staycation?
That's the time for the bookings. They've got to be made within that period. Or unless all of the $200 subsidies disappear if they're taken up very quickly, and it's for any stay up to the end of April.
Well done. Is it first in, best dressed?
Basically, yes. So the way it works is the discount's applied directly by the hotel. The hotel has to apply to the state government to get the subsidy per guest, and they're limited to $15,000 per hotel to participate.
Okay. And you also mentioned that the various hotels were enticing you to stay with them.
Yes.
You know, there could be some very good deals on the table, Brad.
Oh, there will be, Todd. And the thing is to go to that experienceperth.com website, find the deals from Friday, and they'll be listed, and book directly with the hotel. So there's no overseas international online travel agent to have to go through. It's directly with the hotels, and they're going to offer the best deals they can possible.
Good. You've mentioned the web page on a couple of occasions. I'm so glad you did, because I wrote down experienceperth.com.au, but it's not the AU, is it? We've got to get that right. Experienceperth.com, and once you hit that web page, then you can find Stay, Play and Save, and you can have a fantastic holiday here at home. I think it's a great initiative. And, you know, Brad, I would actually like it to be done a bit more often. Do you think if we miss the boat, because you said first in, best dressed, if we miss the boat, do you think something like this will happen again?
Well, we've certainly, the AHA has been working with the state government on getting this type of campaign together, and our discussions with Tourism WA, who own the project and are funding it. And if I could just add, Todd, they're funding it out of monies that were already in the state budget for international tourism, interstate tourism marketing.
Okay.
And because we can't spend that money in those markets, they've reapplied it to this purpose. If this campaign goes extremely well, then there's a chance that it might come back again. There's no guarantee of that, but let's see how it goes. And certainly, it'd be a great way of re-incentivising people to look at booking a Perth staycation.
Do you feel good, Bradley? Because you and your team have obviously lobbied Tourism WA. They thought it was a good idea. The government thought it was a good idea. I think it's a ripper idea. That's why you're on the radio to talk about it. But it must be. It must make you feel pretty good to know that you've had success here.
Well, it's great that the state government and Tourism WA understand the difficulties that the accommodation industry is facing. In particular, the staff who have lost jobs or certainly had hours cut back as a result of that. So it's personally pleasing to see the support that's come through. You know, it's been a very tough time over the last 12 months for the hotel and hospitality industry across the state. And whilst at the moment, when West Australians can get out and spend, it's great. But as you recall, you know, we were shut down in the months of March and April. We were able to reopen in a COVID-safe way, and it's certainly come back to, you know, with the 1 in 4 square metre, and now we've got the 1 in 2 square metre. There's still restrictions in place. And let's not forget that if there's a community outbreak, we could be looking at everything being shut down yet again. So
yes,
we're all kind of living just on the precipice of anything could happen at any stage.
It must be such an interesting time for you working, you know, in the AHA, because the pubs, I love the pubs. I love the Australian pubs and the taverns and all of the places where we get a great meal and a glass of lemonade, chilled, of course. And yet, so many of them are doing it so tough at the moment. It's great to get this little bit of positive energy, and especially with the, not necessarily the pubs and the clubs, but the hotels. They need all of our support, because we do need to keep as many West Aussies employed as we possibly can.
And I think people want to get out of the house too, Todd. They want
yes.
to, you know, it was a long time there we were staying at home and shut down. And I think it's great to be able to get out and about and not to have to get on a plane and go somewhere to have that holiday, just to do it locally and experience something very different. There's so many different things to experience in Perth itself, whether it's going on a walking tour, having an Indigenous Aboriginal walking tour of some of the unique locations in Kings Park, going and doing a retail experience, seeing a show, going to the movies. A bit of entertainment, live music. There's a lot to be done and a lot to see. There's the new museum, of course, and that's a fantastic opportunity to spend a day at the museum and then just head back to your hotel and have a nice meal.
Do you know what I've discovered as well, Brad? I've discovered the museum, the art gallery, the libraries. All of a sudden we find if we can't go beyond our borders, we look within our suburbs, and it's quite amazing. Dropping into the local library and just wandering around. I haven't been there for years. It's wonderful to experience that. And I'm so glad that you're at the helm. Well done, Bradley Woods. I commend you, and also you and your team. I commend Tourism Western Australia, the local government, for giving us the opportunity to get a $200 subsidy, but first in, best dressed. We're getting quick. Give us that .com again.
It's experienceperth.com.
That's all we need. And, of course, I'm getting you to say it so I don't put the AU on the end. Brad, thank you very much for your time here on 6PR tonight. Have a great evening, and we will talk to you again soon.